in Krishna consciousness.
И то необходимо, коли ми желаємо освятитися Кришною.
It is the magical touch which can bring us from the lower modes of nature, which are so prominent in this part of the world, to the more sattvic elements.
Значить, то є магічний додір, який нас може подійти із нижі, із гуна, який стільки промінентний в цьому ділу світу, і відійти нас на нього в руїни.
Sarvatin, Sai Radha Madhava, and then
Trebamo biti entuzijastični. Kada su prvi bakte odlazili za Englesku, Šila Prabhupada je ispričao priču o filmu Charlie Chaplina. Charlie Chaplin je otišao na jednu formalnu zabavu sa plesom i greškom je sjeo na stolicu koja je bila svježa ofarbana i njegov frak se zaglavio i kada je ustao on se pocijepao. Obično osoba bi se morala osjećati neugodno, ali Charlie Chaplin je počeo plesati toliko entuzijastično sa rasparanim frakom da su ljudi pomislili da je on uspostavljao neku novu modu. Plesao je poput munje kroz čitavu plesnu dvoranu, gore dole, gore dole, i ljudi su gledali u čudu. Konačno jedan čovjek je pocijepao svoj vlastiti frak kao što je imao i Charlie Chaplin, a onda drugi i treći. Na kraju, sva su gospoda cijepala svoje frakove. I tako, samo zahvaljujući našem entuzijazmu, mi možemo učiniti da nas ljudi slijede. A Prabhupada je rekao, entuzijazam dolazi iz svjesnosti Krišne, a svjesnost Krišne dolazi iz slijedjenja regulativnih principa, slušanja i mantranja.
We should be enthusiastic.
Trebamo biti entuzijastični.
But what is enthusiasm?
Ali šta je entuzijazam?
Srila Prabhupada has defined enthusiasm in the nectar of instruction to mean endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness.
Znači, Srila Prabhupada je u nektaru instrukcija definisao entuzijazam kao trud koji se izvršava sa entuzijazmom u svjesnosti Krišne.
You do something, that's called an endeavor.
Nešto činite, to se zove trud.
And you think with your intelligence how to best do this.
A sa svojom inteligencijom razmišljate kako da to najbolje učinite.
And then you do it, that's called enthusiasm.
I onda to i učinite, i to se zove entuzijazam.
Dobro. Srila Prabhupada used to give the example of the lion. Whatever you do, he said, do it like a lion.
Što Prabhupada je često dao primjer lava, govorio šta god da činite, činite to poput lava.
Lion is a good example for enthusiasm. He thinks what he's going to do, he plans his attack for instance, and then he just does it with full endeavor.
Lav je dobar primjer, jer on isplanira ono što će učiniti, na primjer, napad na svoju žrtvu, i onda to učini sa punim naporom.
Unos maga. Now, there is a secret in life. Whatever you do with intelligence and with full endeavor is bound to come out successful.
Či postoji jedna tajna u životu, što god činite sa inteligencijom i punom energijom, to je osuđeno na uspjeh.
Because you have both a material, gross force and a subtle force in it.
Ili to je uključeno obadvoje, i gruba materija i suptilna materija.
When you do so,
sila.
When you make an endeavor, you know, with the body, that's a gross force.
Znači, kada činite neki napor tijelom, to je gruba sila.
Yes, and when you think deeply about what you're going to do, this is a very subtle force.
A kada duboko razmišljate o tome što ćete učiniti, to je suptilna sila, ta inteligencija.
So it must come out successful.
I to jednostavno mora biti uspješno.
Enthusiasm, in other words, is a material principle.
I u stvari, entuzijazam je materijalni princip.
It is not necessarily a very, how do you say, spiritual principle.
To nije, ne mora neophodno biti duhovni princip.
I have seen enthusiastic artists, for instance, singing on the stage with full enthusiasm.
Jer vidio sam, na primjer, umjetnike koji sa punim entuzijazmom pjevaju na pozornici.
Yes, I think yesterday we could feel that our Mangala was very enthusiastic to dance, and everyone, she stole the show. It was the best part of the program.
Jučer smo mogli vidjeti da je Mangala bila entuzijastična sa svojim plesom, jednostavno ukrala je čitav program, to je bio najbolji dio programa.
After Mangala, I thought, now I will also dance enthusiastically.
Nakon Mangala je mislio sam, sad ću ja plesati entuzijastično.
Yes, enthusiasm is, you need to be enthusiastic in your life if you want to be successful in whatever you do.
Morate biti entuzijastični u svom životu ako želite uspjeti bilo šta da radite.
Now, in Krishna consciousness, enthusiasm, our enthusiasm shouldn't be just worldly enthusiasm.
Ali svjesnosti Krishna, naš entuzijazam ne treba biti samo svjetovni entuzijazam.
And the spiritual enthusiasm, what this means is called, we can understand from the word, Sanskrit word for enthusiasm, which is utsahan.
Što znači taj duhovni entuzijazam? To možemo razumjeti iz sanskritske riječi za entuzijazam, koja je utsaha.
The syllable ut means transcendence, and the syllable saha means together with the Lord.
Ut znači transcendirati, a saha znači zajedno sa gospodinom.
In other words, Krishna conscious enthusiasm is an enthusiasm where we make our plans in connection with Krishna.
Znači, entuzijazam u svjesnosti Krishna je kad pravimo svoje planove u saglasnosti sa Krishnom.
So let us summarize. We need three components for this magical force called spiritual enthusiasm.
Znači, da sumiramo, trebaju nam tri elementa da bismo imali ovu magičnu silu duhovnog entuzijazma.
Endeavor.
Znači, trud.
Intelligence.
Inteligenciju.
And we need to be with the Lord.
I trebamo biti sa gospodinom.
Yes, do you think this is a good definition of utsaha?
Da li mislite da je ovo dobra definicija utsaha?
You should maybe, why don't you try for a week to make yourself a piece of paper before the door, and you put the three components on them. Full endeavor, intelligent thought, and including Krishna.
Možda biste trebali sljedeću sedmicu staviti sebi na vrata natpis sa ova tri elementa da vas potiša, znači trud, puni trud, inteligencija za Krishnu.
And then before you go into the world, you read these three points, and then you go like lightning out of your house door.
I onda prije što krenete u svijet, pročitate ove tri pointe, i onda poput munje krenete van.
What, što mislite? Interesting idea, isn't it? This is called spiritual programming.
Was the duhovno programiranje.
It is a good example for our definition of enthusiasm is the boy saint Dhruva Maharaj.
Dobar primjer entuzijazma je dječak svetac Dhruva Maharaj.
Yes, I think we all remember that he went to the forest in order to meet Lord Krishna.
Svi se sjećamo da je on otišao u šumu u namjeri da sretne gospodina Krišnu.
And after he had performed severe austerities, the Lord appeared before him in his four-armed form.
I nakon što je izvodio strahovite strogosti, gospodin se pojavio pred njim u svom četvororukom obliku.
I think it is self-explanatory that Dhruva Maharaj was extremely, let me say, awed by the sight of the Lord, and he became speechless. When Dhruva Maharaj saw the four-armed form of the Lord, he was put in so much awe that he became speechless. He couldn't say anything.
Kada je Dhruva Maharaj vidio četvororuku oblik gospodina, bio je toliko zaprepašten u strahopoštovanju da jednostavno izgubio moć govora.
So he was there trying to express his feelings to the Lord, trying to praise him, but he was so shocked by this divine perception that he felt paralyzed.
On je toliko želio da slavi gospodina, da izrazi svoje osjećanja, međutim jednostavno bio je toliko preplavljen da jednostavno nije mogao, bio je paraliziran, nije mogao govoriti.
I think we can all understand this.
Mislim da svi možemo shvatiti to.
Like, I am here in the apartment of Gokumar, and Gokumar is so happy that sometimes he runs here, sometimes he runs there.
Recimo, ja sam sad ovdje u stanu Gokumara, on je toliko sretan da ono čas trči ovamo, čas trči onamo.
He's almost paralyzed.
Skoro je paraliziran.
From happiness.
Od sreće.
Yes, yes. So we can understand the situation of Dhruva Maharaj. He wanted to do something sensible, but it just was not possible.
Mislim da možemo shvatiti poziciju Dhruva Maharaja. On je htio uraditi nešto ozbiljno, ali jednostavno nije bio u mogućnosti.
At that time the Lord thought, I have to help Dhruva Maharaj, and he took his transcendental conch shell and touched the head of Dhruva Maharaj.
I u tom trenutku gospodin je pomislio, moram nešto učiniti, i uzeo svoju transcendentalnu školjku i s njom dodirnuo glavu Dhruva Maharaja.
And then with this divine touch of the conch shell, Dhruva Maharaj began to express himself. And what he said is a very, very good description of enthusiasm.
I tada, pošto je bio dodirnut božanskim dodirom ove školjke, Dhruva Maharaj je počeo da se izražava, i ono što je rekao je jako dobra definicija entuzijazma.
He said, since you have entered me, my dear Lord, my lifeless senses are awakened to life.
Rekao je, dragi moj gospodine, pošto si ušao u mene, moja transcendentalna čula su oživljena tobom.
All my senses are awakened, especially my sense of speech.
Sva moja čula su oživljena, a pogotovo moje čulo govora.
Don't we all feel like this when we become enthusiastic?
Zar se svi ne osjećamo tako kad postanemo entuzijastični?
It's almost like like we are charged with a different energy.
To je jednostavno kao da nas ispuni jedna drugačija energija.
In Germany you say, wem das Herz voll ist, dem fließt der Mund über. To translate it in proper English is, who has a full heart, is things come flowing out of his mouth.
No, u njemačkom postoji izreka koja kaže, onaj ko ima puno srce, yes, onda jednostavno stvari teku iz njegovih usta.
Isn't that the feeling which we have when we feel enthusiasm? We are so charged with a different energy that it comes out in some way.
Zar to nije tako kada se osjećamo entuzijastično, toliko smo napunjeni energijom da jednostavno to izlazi iz nas?
And I want to tell you a secret. This enthusiasm is highly infected.
I da vam kažem jednu tajnu, ovaj entuzijazam je vrlo zarazan.
If someone sees you in that state, he wants to be like you.
Ako vas neko vidi u takvom stanju, jednostavno želi biti poput vas.
I have often given TV interviews and all of a sudden in the midst of the interview I became totally enthusiastic.
Dao sam nekad intervjue, imam da bi u sredi intervjua postao jako entuzijastičan.
And then after the interview, when everything was over, the host of the show came to me and said, "What is your secret? Please tell me. I want to be like that also."
I onda kada se sve završilo, nakon toga intervjua, domaćin, odnosno voditelj je došao i pitao me, koja je tvoja tajna, ja želim biti tako poput tebe.
How can you smile like this? Have you trained your muscles in some ways?
Kako se možeš tako smiješiti čito vrijeme, jesi li možda trenirao svoje mišiće na neki način?
I said, no, it's just enthusiasm.
Rekao sam, ne, to je samo entuzijazam.
This way. And then, all right. So how do I become enthusiastic?
Rekao, u redu, kako da postanem entuzijastičan?
I'll tell you my secret.
Reći ću svoju tajnu sada.
You must take to the path of Krishna consciousness.
Moraš prihvatiti put svjetlosti Krishne.
This is the only answer.
To je jedini odgovor.
So, yes. Dhruva Maharaj explains, he gives a very good explanation of this almost mystical feeling of enthusiasm.
Dhruva Maharaj da jako dobro objašnjenje ovoga gotovo mističnog osjećanja entuzijazma.
You can describe it like this. The Lord is always prepared to give enthusiasm for his devotees.
Možemo opisati ovako, gospodin je uvijek spreman dati entuzijazm svojim baktama.
They only must put their antennas up.
Oni jednostavno moraju isturiti svoje antene
to get this.
Da bi to primili.
I want to give you an example which you are all very familiar with, especially since springtime is approaching.
Želim dati jedan primjer koji je vama svima poznat, pogotovo sad kada se približava proljeće.
Remember the time when you fell in love.
Sjetite se vremena kada ste se zaljubili.
When you had a person whom you really felt like, I want to stay with this person. I want to be together. I want to do things with this person, like walking and making maybe a holiday.
Kada ste osjećali, zaista želim biti sa tom osobom, želim činiti stvari s tom osobom, možda ići na neki praznik, provesti neki, tako.
Remember how this feeling of just having fallen in love, this fresh feeling of love, was inspiring you and even energizing you.
Sjetite se kako je to osjećanje nove ljubavi vas ispunjavalo i ispunilo vas energijom.
What happened to you?
Šta vam se desilo?
What made you different from the half-dead person and the fully in love person?
Šta vas je učinilo to da budete osoba puna ljubavi od one osobe koja je bila polumrtva?
It was some force which entered your heart.
To je bila neka sila koja je ušla u vaše srce.
And which almost gave you wings to fly.
Koja vam je gotovo dala krilo da letite.
So in Krishna consciousness we would like that we fall into enthusiasm.
U svjesnosti Krishne mi želimo u stvari postati entuzijastični, pasti u entuzijazam.
Because that enthusiasm can, when you fall in love, it can often result in attachment. Material thoughts and material attachments always end in disappointment.
Jer kada se zaljubite, to često vodi materijalnu vezanost i koja na kraju obično dovede do razočaranja.
Yes, attachments can always end. In the end, all attachments end in misery.
Jer vezanosti, sve vezanosti na kraju završe u bijedi.
The more you are attached, the more misery comes.
Što više ste vezani, više bijede dolazi.
Even if in theory, someone who falls in love can maintain it up till one of the partners dies. One of the two partners who are falling in love dies. Even if they can maintain this feeling up to that stage, which is very rare.
Čak i ako dvoje ljudi može održavati tu ljubav čitavo vrijeme sve dok jedan od partnera ne umre,
then this attachment turns into so much misery.
Čak i ako se to može desiti, što je jako rijetko, onda ta vezanost prelazi u totalnu bijedu.
Recently I met my parents who are still very attached to each other.
Nedavno sam sreo svoje roditelje koji su još uvijek jako vezani jedno za drugo.
At least that is what they say.
Mislim, to je bar ono što oni kažu.
Yeah. And they said, Nasi, dragi, znači nam s vami, we have a question.
Ja sam rekli, moji dragi, znači nam s vami imamo pitanje.
We know that there will be a time which is not too distant when one of us will die.
Znamo da će doći vrijeme koje nije daleko kada će jedno od nas umrijeti.
And we are so attached to each other that we don't know what we will do then.
A mi smo toliko vezani jedno za drugo da ne znamo što ćemo učiniti u tom trenutku.
And that time you must take care of one of us.
U tom trenutku ti se moraš pobrinuti za jedno od nas.
Do my best, but I can tell you, the more you are attached, the more you suffer. This is a rule in this world.
Ja sam rekao, ja mogu učiniti ono što ja mogu sve od sebe, ali što više ste vezani, više ćete patiti. To je pravilo u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Maybe you should start already now to transfer some of that attachment to God.
Možda biste već sad trebali početi da prenosite dio te vezanosti na Boga.
Budi inteligentni.
Budite inteligentni.
Yes. It's a rule. The more you are attached, the more you have to suffer.
To je pravilo, što više ste vezani, više ćete patiti.
But the more you are enthusiastic, the more you will be happy in your life.
Ali što ste entuzijastični, to ćete više biti sretni.
So we prefer enthusiasm over ljubav.
Zato mi preferiramo entuzijazam nad ljubavlju.
But this enthusiasm should be together with Krishna.
Ali ovaj entuzijazam treba biti zajedno sa Krishnom.
Not material enthusiasm.
Ne materijalni entuzijazam.
This feeling is very good.
I to osjećanje je jako dobro.
Now let me describe to you the journey of enthusiasm.
A sad da vam opišem putovanje entuzijazma.
What you will hear now is an interesting analysis from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur about the different states of enthusiasm.
Ono što ćete sad čuti je zanimljiv opis Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura o različitim fazama entuzijazma.
Some of you will laugh, some of you will cry when they hear this description.
Kada čujete ovaj opis, neki od vas će se smijati, a neki će i plakati.
The first in enthusiasm stage is the beginner's enthusiasm.
Prvi nivo je entuzijazam početnika.
It's called utsaha mayi.
Zove se utsaha mayi.
You become enthusiastic in I want to tell this in regards to Krishna consciousness. You become enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness, and lots of your enthusiasm is based on external reason.
Znači, želimo ovo ispričati u smislu svjesnosti Krišne. Na početku postajete jako entuzijastični i vaš se entuzijazam bazira na mnogim izvanjskim faktorima.
When I see our mladi bhaktas, I always smile with much affection and say, you will see. You're now very enthusiastic, but I hope you survive the journey of your enthusiasm.
Kada vidim mlade bakte, onda se uvijek smješkam sa samilošću i kažem, tako mi je drago što ste entuzijastični, ali nadam se da ćete preživjeti put vašeg entuzijazma.
Look at all the old guys and see how enthusiastic they still are.
Pogledajte neke stare momke, kako su oni još uvijek entuzijastični.
In the beginning, they are enthusiastic. Now we have a doti.
Na početku su entuzijastični, joj sada imam doti, wow!
And here is what is it called, Kunti Mala.
I tu lasi na vratu.
Mantra tape. It is like a volcanic eruption, so good.
Mantranje dobro kao vulkanska erupcija.
Yeah, vulkanski erupcija. Yes, the deities, tears of enthusiasm come down.
Kada vidimo božanstvo, suze entuzijazma idu niz lice.
Vegetarian eating! Dova!
Vegetarijanska hrana!
Yes, and all this. Huh? And then after some time, those mantra tape.
Onda nakon nekog vremena mantranja.
Mantra tape. Yes, and I hope this, my mother is so foolish to say I would chant 16 rounds a day.
Zašto sam bio toliko budal da kažem da ću mantrati 16 krugova dnevno?
What? Sheer idiotism has clouded my true knowledge.
Kakav je to idiotizam zasjenio moje istinsko znanje?
At that time the enthusiasm is called Ganatarala. It is very sporadic. That is sporadic, to give it and make it a simple word. You can only do it sometimes, but most of the time you can't be enthusiastic.
Taj nivo se zove Ganatarala ili sporadični entuzijazam. Jednostavno entuzijastični ste u određenim periodima samo.
Yes, sometimes, but most of the time it's not there.
Ali u većini vremena on nije prisutan.
The reason which has been given is that the beginner's enthusiasm is only there because of external things.
Treba napomenuti da taj početnički entuzijazam prisutan tu samo zbog izvanjskih stvari i faktora.
There is nothing which is deep, which is coming from inside, which can maintain and nourish the enthusiasm.
Tu nema unutrašnjih elemenata koji mogu, koji dolaze iznutra i koji mogu održavati i hraniti taj entuzijazam.
Yes, see, deep in you there is a never-ending source of spiritual enthusiasm, but you must test that.
Unutar vas postoji nepresušni izvor entuzijazma, ali morate doći do njega.
It's like a spring and you must drill into it to get the water out of it.
To je kao izvor, ali morate bušiti do njega da biste došli do tog izvora.
But the external devotee has never gone deep.
Ali bhakta koji se bazira na vanjskim stvarima nikad nije otišao dovoljno duboko.
He is like the little child who has been given a book and who is very proud. I have also a book. I've entered the world of the grown-ups.
To je on kao malo dijete koje je upravo dobilo knjigu. Da, ja imam knjigu, ja sam ušao u svijet odraslih.
Yes, but because he has not learned to reading, the book cannot give him enthusiasm for a long time and he will soon batter it.
Ali pošto nije savladao čitanje, ta knjiga mu ne može davati entuzijazam dugo vremena i uskoro će je baciti.
Most of the Hare Krishna people are on this level.
Većina Hare Krishna ljudi je na ovom nivou.
Only very few make the hard endeavor to go deep.
Jako malo čini taj veliki napor da ide dublje.
And these few, they come in contact with the spring of enthusiasm.
Tih nekoliko, oni dolaze u dodir sa izvorom entuzijazma.
It's hard work.
To je naporan posao.
But if you don't do it, you can't survive in spiritual life.
Ali ako to ne učinite, ne možete preživjeti u duhovnom životu.
Srila Prabhupada, he said, if you do not read my books, then soon there will no longer be any Hari Hari Bol.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, ako ne čitate moje knjige, onda uskoro više neće biti Hari Bol.
It will go.
To će otići.
He made this warning and prophecy.
On je dao to upozorenje i proročanstvo.
Socialists who have analyzed our movement have said in this Hare Krishna movement it is far out to see that 10% of the people do 90% of the work.
Sociolozi su rekli, zadivljujuće vidjeti u ovom pokretu kako 10% ljudi radi 90% posla.
Yes. These are the enthusiastic people who have drilled deep into their heart.
I to su oni entuzijastični ljudi koji su bušili dovoljno duboko u svoje srce.
A movement is numerically very, very insignificant.
Brojčano gledajući naš pokret jako beznačajan.
But there was a Prabhupada who was so enthusiastic that the whole world heard him.
Ali tu je bio Prabhupada koji je bio toliko entuzijastičan da ga je čitav svijet čuo.
Everyone knows Hare Krishna. This one man beating his mridanga.
Čitav svijet zna za Hare Krishna zato što je samo jedan čovjek počeo lupati mridangu.
When you have not come to the state of your spiritual life, which is also called nishta or steadiness in your life, there will be a few other symptoms in your life, which are all symptoms of not having tapped that source of enthusiasm.
Znači, dok ne dođete na ovaj nivo nište, znači te stabilnosti, Postoji još nekoliko simptoma koji predočavaju vaše stanje.
One symptom of not being enthusiastic is your you cannot really be determined.
Jedan simptom odsustva entuzijazma je to što ne možete biti jako odlučni.
Very often such a devotee struggles with the senses.
Često takav bhakta se bori sa čulima.
One day, one cake with eggs. This will be the fulfillment of all my sensual desires.
Jedan dan, samo jedan kolač sa jajima, to će biti ispunjenje svih mojih čulnih želja.
Or if I could maybe strong smokers would think, if I could just one Peter Stoibelbanze and one month, this must be possible.
Ili pušači koji su jako vezani za duvan, samo jednu cigaretu kad bih mogao.
A non-enthusiastic person will also have an inability to uphold his vows.
I osoba koja nije entuzijastična također nije sposobna održavati svoje zavjete.
This becomes especially difficult in a marriage relationship where all of a sudden the desires, the physical desires are very strong.
To se obično dešava u bračnom životu kada fizičke želje postanu jako snažne.
Now to survive such an enthusiastic person will, what is called taranga rangini, try to enjoy the facilities which are offered in bhakti yoga. To survive such an enthusiastic person will, what is called taranga rangini, try to enjoy the facilities which are offered in bhakti yoga.
I osoba koja je entuzijastična takve stvari će preživjeti pokušavajući iskoristiti ono što nudi svjesnost Krišne, bhakti yoga.
Yes. In other words, he might even be a guru by position and a sannyasi by position, but he will somehow try to enjoy this position for him.
Znači, on može biti čak i guru, ali on će pokušati nekako uživati tu poziciju.
Because he is helpless, he has no source of life from spiritual things, and he must get it to not die completely from material things.
Jer on nema u sebi taj izvor koji ga hrani i onda mora imati nešto vanjsko materijalno što će ga održavati živi.
If we are not enthusiastic, we will have to support things, we will have to go to material pleasure.
Jer ako nismo entuzijastični, onda od duhovnih stvari morat ćemo otići ka materijalnim zadovoljstvima.
We start to make compromises in our spiritual life.
Onda počinjemo činiti kompromise u duhovnom životu.
And we explain them away with the great operas of rationalization.
I onda ih objašnjavamo sa ogromnim racionalizacijama.
But it would help us much more if we would find out how to become enthusiastic.
Ali mnogo više bi nam pomoglo ako otkrijemo kako da postanemo entuzijastični.
Srila Prabhupada has given a very interesting concept of how to become enthusiastic.
Srila Prabhupada je dao jedan interesantan koncept kako postati entuzijastičan.
He was saying to all of us that there are certain sources of enthusiasm.
Simon je rekao, postoje određeni izvori entuzijazma.
When you plan a journey through a desert, you should know where the oases are, the where you can refill your water supply.
I kada planirate putovanje kroz pustinju, onda morate znati gdje su oaze da možete popuniti sve zalihe vode.
In the same way, when you plan your life, you should know where are the sources of enthusiasm.
Također, kada planirate svoj život, morate znati gdje su izvori entuzijazma.
Yes. Our Bhakti Nirjana gives a very nice example. She goes maybe once a year on sacred pilgrimage to the holy places of India, because for her this really helps her very much in her in becoming staying enthusiastic.
Bhakti Nirjana daje jako lijep primjer. Ona jednom godišnje ide na hodočašću u Indiju i to je pomaže da ostane entuzijastično.
She has to radite the whole year as a doctor and see a lot of physical and emotional misery in her patients, so she needs something to keep her alive and so that she doesn't come on the material on the level of her patients.
Ona naporno radi tokom čitave godine kao doktor i gleda jako puno fizičke i duhovne i psihičke bijede i mora se negdje ispuniti da ne bi sišla na nivo svojih pacijenata.
every devotee has to plan his or her life, like knowing where the sources of enthusiasm are.
Svaki bhakta mora planirati svoj život tako da zna gdje su izvori entuzijazma.
One source of enthusiasm is certainly to chant concentrated rounds.
Jedan izvor entuzijazma je svakako da se skoncentrira na mantre i krugovi.
In Split I met a businessman who's extremely successful and also a very successful devotee of Lord Krishna.
U Splitu sam sreo baktu koji je izuzetno uspješan biznismen, ali također i uspješan bakta gospodina Krišne.
Imagine he rises every day at 4:30 and chants all his rounds and only then does business.
On ustaje u 4:30 svako jutro, izmantra sve krugove i tek onda ide raditi svoj biznis.
Wow. He made 1 million a very, very, very good example. I asked him, this is very unusual. Many of our devotees don't do this. I know many are not, you can't even push them with an atom bomb out of the bed before it's 6 o'clock.
Pitao sam jednostavno, nije mi jasno kako uspjevaš, ima bakta koja je atomska bomba, ne može izgledati krevete prije 6.
So I asked him, what is your realization?
Ja sam ga pitao, kako je tvoja realizacija?
He said, I have seen, if I chant my rounds early, with puno concentration, the day is just ecstatic.
I rekao, ja sam vidio, ako ujutro izmantram svoje krugove sa punom koncentracijom, dan je potpuno entuzijastičan.
I really pray for him that this is not the beginner's enthusiasm, but
stvarno,
he maintain it.
Stvarno se molim za njega da to nije početnički entuzijazam i da on to stvarno može održavati.
I think we all know how difficult it is to sometimes get up early in the morning and change your hours.
Znam da, mislim da svi znamo kako je nekad teško ustati rano ujutro i mantrati svoje krugove.
My point is, find out where are the sources of enthusiasm which work for you.
Poanta je da svako nađe izvor entuzijazma koji za njega funkcioniše.
My source of enthusiasm is to read all kinds of Krishna conscious books which come on the market.
Moj izvor entuzijazma je da čitam sve vrste knjiga svjesnih Krišne koje se pojave na tržištu.
I must always have some new concepts and ideas in my head, then I can be enthusiastic.
Ja uvijek moram imati neke nove ideje i koncepte u svojoj glavi, onda mogu biti entuzijastičan.
Or, I have another secret which works for me, is I'm taking on all these new projects in my life for which I can feel enthusiastic.
Ili imam i drugi način, to je da uvijek prihvatam nove projekte u životu svjesnosti Krišne za koje mogu biti entuzijastičan.
Now Shishtikada and myself discuss one project. If this could come through, I can tell you the rest of the world will dance in ecstasy, it's so good.
Ja i Shishtikada Prabhu raspravljamo o jednom projektu koji je tako dobar, ako ga možemo ostvariti, da ostatak svijeta može plesati u entuzijazmu.
At this stage it must be a secret, because first we must fulfill the project and then we can talk about it.
Ali u ovom trenutku to mora biti tajno, jer prvo moramo ispuniti projekt, onda možemo pričati o
njemu. So, another source of enthusiasm can also be, listen to this, if you reduce a little bit your sense of enjoyment.
Drugi izvor entuzijazma može biti, slušajte sad ovo, ako smanjite malo svoje čulno uživanje.
Don't eat too much.
Nemojte jesti previše.
It is magical.
To je magično.
This works very good for devotees.
Ovo jako dobro funkcionira za bhakte.
I don't mean the skinny devotees, they should eat more.
Ne znači da mršavi bhakte ne treba jesti više.
Mangala must eat much more.
Mangala bi trebalo jesti puno više.
No, but if you do eating a lot of religion, no problem. You know, sometimes we feel when we eat, we become too much, we become just, our enthusiasm goes very much down.
Jednostavno, kada nekad previše jedemo, naš entuzijazam jednostavno ide dole.
Our sharpness goes away.
Naša izaštrenost se smanjuje.
Our intelligence turns only around the question, how can we get caprice for the pizza?
Naša inteligencija jedino ide oko toga kako dobiti sastojke za pizzu.
Yes. We become and we become it's almost like a weight which pulls us down.
To go to teret koji nas vuče dole.
Then when we eat too much, we have to sleep too much.
I onda kada puno jedemo, moramo puno i spavati.
We cannot get up.
Ne možemo ustati.
And then when we finally wake up, we are terribly hungry.
I onda kada se konačno probudimo, strašno smo gladni.
And in this way we enter what is called a Teufelskreis, a vicious circle.
I onda ulazimo u ono što se zove krug želja.
Yes. So whatever it is, I really wish to encourage all of you to become research workers.
Šta god da bilo, želim vas svi ohrabriti da postanete istraživači.
Find out where are your personal privatni sources of enthusiasm.
Potražite svi svoje vlastite lične izvore entuzijazma.
Make a little research.
Napravite istraživanje.
You should be like these people that are root, you know, who go and try to find water. Like our Janaka Maharaj, he is able to do, isn't it? You can? He's ready to this extent.
Pa naš Janaka Prabhu, on je stručnjak za radiesteziju.
He can go. So this is how you must become a research worker. Where are your sources of enthusiasm?
Znači morate postati istraživač i naći gdje su vaši izvori entuzijazma.
Now, when you are not immediately enthusiastic, please don't be discouraged.
Ako niste trenutno entuzijastični, molim vas, nemojte biti obeshrabreni.
When you are not able to immediately find your sources of enthusiasm.
Kada niste u mogućnosti da odmah pronađete svoje izvore entuzijazma.
Talk with devotees and find out what worked for them.
Razgovarajte sa baktama i vidite šta je kod njih funkcioniralo.
Many devotees know of the secret that they just come in the association of higher Krishna conscious type of enthusiasm. Higher Krishna conscious association, and this works for them.
Jednostavno neki bhakti znaju da je to tajna da dođu u društvo oni koji su više svjesni Krišne, koji su entuzijastični.
Finally, we need to know to become enthusiastic, the Krishna sun has to rise in our lives.
Jednostavno na kraju moramo znati da bismo bili entuzijastični, sunce Krišne mora izaći u našem životu.
Remember the story of the eagle.
Sjetite se priče o orlu.
When he looked into the sun, somehow he got his memory back and he started to fly into freedom.
Kada je ugledao na neki način sunce, onda na neki način počeo da se sjeća i počeo letiti u slobodu.
Yes, so let the Krishna sun come into our hearts.
Dozvolite da sunce Krišne dođe u vaše srce.
This is what really will help us to become enthusiastic.
To je ono što će nam zaista pomoći da postanemo entuzijastični.
Because enthusiasm means utsaha together with the Lord.
Jer entuzijazam znači utsaha zajedno sa gospodinom.
When you feel close to the Lord, you are very enthusiastic.
Kada se osjećate blizu gospodinu, onda ste jako entuzijastični.
You actually do not perceive the obstacles to enthusiasm any longer.
Jednostavno više ne vidite prepreka entuzijazmu.
What are obstacles to enthusiasm?
Koje su prepreke entuzijazmu?
I would like to hear your ideas about this question.
Želio bih da čujem vaše ideje i mišljenja o ovom pitanju. Kakve su prepreke? Svjetovno druženje, materijalno druženje. Jako ljeni.
In yoga we know, Shishtikara, myself, we are practicing yoga every day, theoretically. But you practically, isn't it? Yes. There is, before you can
go and do your yoga exercises. You have to struggle with an energy which is called the tamasic energy in your body, which is manifesting in absolute laziness.
Jednostavno, Šestikata Prabhu i ja imamo iskustvo, pošto pokušavamo se baviti jogom praktično. Jednostavno, kada želite uraditi te vježbe, onda se morate boriti u svom tijelu sa jednom masičnim elementom, koji je ljenost.
That's also when we are wanting to chant, but you have to push through this dramatic energy. Any other obstacles which we can identify?
Ima li još nekih prepreka koje možemo identificirati?
Ne postoje.
Not being stable.
Not being stable, yeah.
The lack of faith.
Lack of faith, yes. And doubts even. Yes.
Čak i sumnje.
Yes.
Da.
Bad association when devotee dies is bad.
Znači, mislim da ste rekli loše društvo.
Obstacles for enthusiasm.
Znači, prepreke za entuzijazam.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur adds diversion to the list which you have given already.
Znači, Bhaktivinoda Thakur u ovoj listi koju ste vi sačinili dodaje i skretanje.
Our mind is somewhere else.
Naš um je negdje drugdje.
And apathy.
I apatija također.
Yes. Just...
Jednostavno, nije nas briga.
These are obstacles to enthusiasm.
To su prepreke entuzijazmu.
But if you go to the sources of enthusiasm, then you can overcome even them.
Ali ako idete na izvore entuzijazma, onda čak i njih možete savladati.
For instance, laziness.
Na primjer, ljenost.
If I go to in the association of good devotees, there is not much ability to be lazy.
Ako odem u društvo dobrih bhakta, onda jednostavno nema prilike za ljenost.
They will say, can you please do this?
Oni će jednostavno doći, možete molim to učiniti ovo?
And they ask, what happened? Did you do it already?
I onda oni idu. Šta je, si već uradio to?
And you feel how slowly that lazy energy is attacked.
I onda osjećate kako je ta energija ljenost napadnuta.
And the devotees ask, did you chant your 16 rounds? Very good 16 rounds today.
Onda bhakti pita, jesi odmantra već svojih 16 krugova? Dobri 16 krugova.